Heather.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program... Oh, that was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo. The following program is intended for mature audiences only. Also, the opinions expressed on Art Star Scene Radio are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. Before we get into our usual shenanigans, there's something I wanted to read here that I wrote today because I was mad. I was mad. Very recently, the FOSTA-SESTA laws were enacted in an effort to fight sex trafficking, but they are so broad in their reach that sex workers engaged in consensual business transactions are losing the tools to engage in their trade. As mentioned on this show, it has also led to the shutting down of sites including the Craigslist personal ads, which predominantly had little to do with prostitution. Let's say only sex workers were affected. Some may ask, why should we protect those who break the law? Short answer, because we should. The Clean Needles program has been very effective in preventing the spread of HIV amongst heroin users. And sex workers having control over their business has helped to curb violence from cruel pimps and twisted Johns. I'm not comparing junkies to prostitutes. I'm saying that whenever we can provide the tools for anyone to protect themselves, we're doing the right thing. And when we take care of those, and when we take those tools away from people, we're causing unimaginable harm. This is a call to action. I urge everyone who cares to start by going to Survivors Against SESTA, where the effects of these laws are being documented and protests are being organized. And if you don't care, perhaps you should. Perhaps you should be aware that recently a Holocaust survivor described the state of this country right now as Germany in 1929. And there's one more thing I want to share with you here. And in the words of Martin Niemöller, first they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. This is serious shit, people. To your mother. Art. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl. With us in the studio.
Some music I picked out. Nobody here. No guests. No guests this week. Guests are too much.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I had a little rant I had to get off my chest.
Yeah.
And give some information to people.
I wish I got to hear it, but I was in the bathroom with no fucking toilet paper.
I told them up front that they were almost out of toilet paper.
All right, Vadim and I are no longer friends. That other guy whose name I don't know, but I love, I miss. Like, I'm a girl.
I know.
I used what was left. Oh, thank you, Jamie.
Jamie said, hot girl.
Yeah. I would have repeated it, but then I would have looked like an egomaniac. He said, hot girl. I have an egomaniac. I'm fine.
No, I was just going off on the FOSTA-SESTA thing that was supposed to, you know, have an effect on sex trafficking, but instead it's so fucking broad that people, consensual sex workers, and prostitution should be legal anyway. It's ridiculous.
You know? All the politicians utilize it. Why the fuck are they voting against it?
Yeah. Yeah. And in places where it is legal, it's safer, and prostitution is not going to end by making it illegal. This is just a fact.
Yeah, drugs don't end. Prostitution can't. Alcohol didn't end because it was illegal.
It didn't.
They just decided to create the mafia.
Yeah.
I mean, if it didn't already exist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. The airstrike. That
Syria.
Whole thing. Yeah.
That was fucking smart. Let's tell them 4 days in advance so they can move all the shit.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
It's all bullshit. If he's in bed with Russia, if he's in a pee-full soaked bed with Russia and Russia's, you know, the ones that are like, don't do it or else, then they pretty much are like, yeah, bro, we'll help you out with this Stormy Daniels thing. Just fucking put some fireworks in the sky. We'll take a couple pictures and everybody will be like, oh no, World War III. We don't have time to talk about porn stars.
We'll keep hiding the pee-pee tapes.
Right? Like, what the fuck? Come on, bullshit. I don't buy it. And I was worried because I'm like, oh great, it's the end of the world that I thought was going to happen. And then I'm like, I don't buy it.
And again, you don't say, we're going to bomb you.
We're going to sneak attack
you. This is what we're going to target.
7 p.m. At this precise location right here where there are no buildings. Please make sure that there are no stray dogs in the area that we will totally bomb.
That we will bomb.
Blindside you. We're going to blindside you with these bombings.
I don't even know if I took a note about... I did take a note about the pee-pee tapes because that was just so insane. The former FBI director on television saying... Might have happened.
I mean, that was just something that we were all like, it doesn't have to be true for us to enjoy it.
It was awesome.
Yeah. But apparently, you know, Spanky McHair Flipper really likes pee.
Yes, he does.
Well, actually, I don't know that he likes pee because it was, we don't know yet. We'll find out. But it was anti-Obama, this pee. It wasn't part of his
kink.
And
it wasn't peeing
on him. Like,
he
didn't even get to appreciate it.
It was hiring prostitutes to pee on each other, right?
Yeah.
And on the bed.
Yeah. So I assumed there was no truth to that.
I need you to prove this didn't happen.
Why? Why? Own it. There should be Polaroids.
Tell me about Florida.
Oh, my God. What do you want to know? The good stuff or the bad stuff?
All of it.
I'll start with the good stuff.
Okay.
My cousin's wedding was awesome. I hate weddings. I hate them. And
me too.
I have like the worst vibe and I'm complaining about what bullshit it is and how like, oh, I can't wait to come to these people's next two weddings. You know what I mean? Like, that's my vibe at most weddings.
Here's how I get people to stop talking to me at weddings. I get really close and I say, excuse me, does my breath smell like urine? And I try to spit a little bit when I say
yeah.
It.
Nice.
Thank you.
But I actually really liked it. I was happy. It was like, I've met her before, but it was different now because she's my family, right? That's how that works.
That's how that works.
Yeah. And it was cool to see my baby cousin all grown up. He's older than I am, obviously. But it was like cool to see my baby cousin like all like adult, doing the most adult. One of the most adult things I think you can do is like get married, have kids, buy a house. Like those are pretty much... the most adult things you could do, right?
That's adulting.
Yeah. So there he is, like, checking it off. And he's probably going to go in order, you know? Like, he's already got a two-bedroom. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was really cool. It was a beautiful wedding. It was cool, too. It wasn't traditional. It wasn't, like, a bunch of people parading for a day, masquerading for a day. Because I hate that about weddings. Like, you see these people. I don't like weddings that are too, like, cool. And I don't like weddings that are too traditional because all okay. Weddings piss me off.
All of them.
Yeah. But nothing about this wedding pissed me off because like they didn't do anything too traditional. Their friend did the, or an ordained friend did the, what is it? It's not oration. The ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. He did that. And then like some deacon told some stuff before all that. And it wasn't so bad. And the funny thing is, it went a little long, but it wasn't supposed to go as long as it went. So it's supposed to be like a fast ceremony because that's never the fun part,
mm-hmm.
followed by lots of party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my cousin's cool as shit.
That is good.
Yeah.
I've never been married. When I get married, it's going to be, I'm not going to even pretend.
What?
Well, I want to, if I'm 52. You know,
yeah.
I've been to so many weddings. I've had to sit through so much. Part of me feels like, you know, maybe I should make it more of a nightmare.
I mean, I was recently talking with Greg about...
I'm kidding, though. I wouldn't do that.
I might. I might make a fake wedding. Like, I forget what it was, but it was, like, so terrible that I wanted it to be my wedding song or, like, my wedding band. Oh, mm-hmm. Wing. Do you know Wing?
No.
She's the singer, and she's so bad. She's so good. So bad. I'm just going to try... Oh, the amount of time it'll take to fucking tap into the internet and fucking... I hate this shit. But yeah, she's amazing. So yeah, I think I would want like a terrible wedding. I did ask my mom because there was so much family, like so many family members that I didn't expect. I mean, it makes sense that like everybody in the family would be there, but it didn't occur to me that it was going to happen. So there was a moment where I'm like, whoa, like if I was a normal person who got married, would they expect, you know, like a big wedding with like an invitation, like for the whole family? And I asked my mom that, and she's like, well, if it was real, you know, like that one guy, and then she brought up one of the guys I dated, like if that guy and you ever worked out, like I totally would have done like a big normal wedding. And I was like, oh, that's so weird to think. I don't know that my mom has thought that. And then like during the wedding, she was like, oh, that's a good idea, almost as if she was like planning mine. And my theory is that I was born because my mom was like jealous that my uncle was getting attention at his wedding. So I don't know. Maybe she's like, I don't know. It was kind of funny to me that she said that.
Please join us on Thursday, May 3rd for the next RFB, that's Radio Free Brooklyn, presents First Thursdays at the Well for the Stone Giant EP release.
I forgot to read that on my show.
It's right here.
We looked at it, and Greg was like, I don't understand what this says.
Retro Rockers Stone. You just read it.
I know. It doesn't say anything must read. Okay. Most of them say must read. And then somebody asked, Eugene J of the candy shop that I recommend around here was like, do you go to that thing at the Well? How involved are you? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I think that's the thing we didn't read that we were supposed to read.
Retro Rockers Stone Giant, a recent winner of the Deli Magazine's New York City Emerging Artists poll. Emergency Artists.
Mm-hmm.
Emerging Artists poll will be releasing their new EP on Thursday, May 3rd at the Well with Crowd the Airwaves and Trip. The band is highly influenced by rock and roll legends such as Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, and Deep Purple, among many other bands of that movement and time. Crowd the Airwaves are three nice girls. Yeah. that just want to melt your face off. Beware.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
T.
The Well is located at 272 Meserole Street, right here in Brooklyn. Advance tickets are only $8 at rfb.nyc/tickets. Tickets.
What?
Get people to send it to our show.
Send it to us.
rfb.nyc/tickets. Tickets will be $10 at the door. This is what Brooklyn sounds like, and it sounds amazing.
Could you put this up? Because I want you to hear Wing. She's amazing.
Yes.
You know what song it is, right?
Yes.
Wait to not know what song it is.
Oh my God.
That's my wedding band right there.
Damn right it is.
It's gonna be shit cake. Not sheet cake, shit cake. What do you mean you don't want sheet cake? I thought you wanted sheet cake. Sheet cake, I made sheet cake.
At my wedding, we had sheet cake.
Sheet cake. What, chocolate sheet cake? Sheet cake.
Could you...
You can dance!
Could you cue up Love is a Two-Way Street that I sent you earlier, please?
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. So recently I was having a discussion with someone about love. And the person wrote, texted to me, love is a two-way street. And it triggered a memory of this band called Pianosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
They play all toy instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who put this together, his name is Alex Garvin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a friend of my brother's. He was like best friends with my brother when they were like teenagers and maybe a little younger. He's a very, very skilled musician. And he had this idea. And it took him like a year to find out, you know, what drums, toy drums are going to go with what toy piano and what toy guitar, you know, how it's all going to work to sound good. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more, but first we're going to listen to this song, Love is a Two-Way Street.
I do want to, this reminds me of a guy I was recently into.
Okay.
We're riding alone, no love to call your own. Your heart is carrying a heavy load. Just remember, love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. And if you're riding high, your cares are breezing on by. You're feeling like king of the road. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street I ride on. When I'm with you, all the lights are green. Though there might be trouble just around the corner, 'cause there ain't no road map for the highway. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street now. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street now. If you ride alone, no love to call your own. Love is a two-way. Love is a two-way. Love is a two-way street.
Love is a Two-Way Street by Pianosaurus, Alex Garvin on leads, and Steve Danziger on drums, Bianca Flystrip Miller on...
Did you hook up with her?
Bianca?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Why? Because the way I said Flystrip?
Yeah. And the way you said her name. I'm sending it by the way.
I adore her. I think she's wonderful. You're sending this to a guy.
Uh-huh.
And which guy is this again?
Remember when you were like something your boyfriend? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, you got a boyfriend.
No, I didn't. But I did like a person, which is mm-hmm. new for me.
Yes.
For more than like an hour. And the last conversation, the last time I texted was March 28th.
Wow.
Yeah. And I wrote.
So now you're texting love situation.
No, wait. It's even better than that because the last text was, would love to hang out soon, followed by nothing.
That was from you?
From me to him.
Okay.
Because I would obviously have been like, yeah, let's totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what could be crazier?
That's real. That's, you're being the crazy woman right now.
I am doing it on purpose. For you listeners out there, should I do it or should I not do it?
Oh, yeah.
I should do it, right?
Yeah. He's a crazy girl.
I'm fucking doing it. It's done. I did it today, 7:20.
Cool.
Yeah. Just 3 hours after 4:20.
So
I just did that.
So they made this album called Groovy Neighborhood. You just did that. And it was released by Rounder Records in 1987. And 1988, the song Back to School was used in the film New York Stories.
It should have been used in Back to School.
They were having some success. And they recorded a second album, which had shown some maturity. Alex Garvin took the tapes, ran away, and no one has heard from him since. This is like some Eddie and the Cruiser shit.
This is some fucking Facebook and Faceboy and the Faceboy shit. The fuck are you talking about?
I just buried my album for 26 years. I didn't run away and, you know, not be been heard of since. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm hoping that I put enough tags on this Alex Garvin and Pianosaurus that maybe he Googles his name every now and then and he listens to this show. Because I want to say, Alex, you are loved, you're respected, and you're missed. And
and love is a two-way street. So come back.
Yeah. So get in touch with some people. You know, we really miss you, and you're very talented.
So wait, when I'm sorry, what was
saying? Go ahead.
No, when did, so he was in a movie in 2008?
No.
His music was in...
I'm sorry, did I say that? 1988 is when his song was in New York Stories, directed by,
and
I think that it was the Scorsese thing.
What year did he then disappear?
It was that year.
That's weird. It's also weird because Jimmy Fallon does a thing with toy instruments now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not the first.
No. That's some...
I know. Now,
sad.
It is very sad.
I want to say insane, but I don't mean it in that way.
Right.
So I don't want to seem insensitive by saying insane.
Now, I'm wondering if King Missile had anything to do with this.
Are you blaming your brother for taking...
Yeah, I'm blaming my brother.
Oh, shit. Here's another ISIS episode.
Okay, so here's Alex Garvin. Genius with music, studied music, dedicated himself to this. And then here's my brother, who has never, can't play an instrument, any kind of instrument. Actually, now he's taken up ukulele, but...
Is that the small guitar?
Yeah, that's like, oh, I play a little guitar.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my God. Wow. So how do you feel about your brother?
He's an asshole. I said it at the
John
last,
asshole.
I said it at the last meeting too.
What do you mean?
Well, at the last Radio Free Brooklyn meeting, Robert Pritchard said, we wanted your brother as one of the board members, but he's totally been ghosting me. And without pause, I said, he's an asshole.
Yeah. Did anybody laugh?
Everybody laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did they want
that? Is that the first time I've said that on air? That my brother is an asshole?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's possible. I mean, we can now reveal the winner of the ISIS award.
Yeah, the ASSI awards.
Yeah.
We followed through on that, didn't we?
Yeah, and I want to thank all of those who voted, who took the time to vote. I want to thank those who took the time to nominate themselves. We have not been on that Facebook page since we created it, but I'm sure there are winners all over it. Stormy Leather, you win the Stormy Leather award. That's all I care about.
Lucille wins the Best Ass Award.
No.
Yes.
No, Way Mess does.
Lucille does.
No, Way Mess does.
We'll
totally get back to you guys with the real winner of the Best Ass Award. But the ISIS Award, guest most likely to never be asked back on the show, goes to John S. Hall.
That's right.
John S. Hall. I have no problem with you if you're listening, because I don't know you that well.
So, you know, Pianosaurus was doing well, but King Missile, I mean... No musical background. And he was using Steve's drummer. He was using Alex's drummer, Steve Danziger, for King Missile. And, you know, eventually they got signed to Atlantic and they got fairly big with Detachable Penis, which he stole from me.
You're pulling this many punches. None many.
And did very well on college radio with Jesus Was Way Cool, which he stole from me.
And when I met him and you, I was like, oh, that's so funny because, like, it makes sense that your brother would do that because it seems like your humor and you're probably, like, the same person.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
And then I woke up and it wasn't there. Detachable penis.
Should I air dirty laundry? Family
yes!
Stuff?
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
I was talking to my sister, Nancy, about our responsibilities for mom. And she said, you know, I take care of the financial stuff and her mail, and I help her with a bath. My eldest sister, I don't know if I have said her name, so...
Don't.
I won't.
And if the son is listening, if your nephew's listening. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about your mom.
She does all the communication with medical people because she has a lot of medical knowledge. I do all the day-to-day stuff, and John does nothing.
She said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah. Didn't he push your wheelchair like once?
No.
Maybe I saw him near it. Maybe I saw him push it out of the way as he was leaving for Easter.
Maybe he's there now with mom because that's supposed to be his one thing, that when I'm here in the studio, he's there, which hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going on right now.
Okay. Well, you could call your house right now and find out.
No.
I know, because she told you not to.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty decent burp.
There was like something in the back of that burp that made it any more impressive.
Yeah, those were, Pepperidge Farm cheddar goldfish.
I might throw up.
You want to throw up?
Yes.
There's a woman in
Louisiana.
Myself. Let me find her name.
Do I have a link I need to pull up?
Adriana Lafleur.
Oh, man. That's a hot name. Oh, how's this going to get gross?
Oh, and she's hot, too.
I know. Her name is Adriana Lafleur.
Yeah.
Like, that's not
a
real name.
Louisiana.
That's her hot name after she did all the surgeries. Her fake tits and her butt. Ah, I know exactly what she looks like. Adriana Lafleur.
Adriana Lafleur.
Like, Lafleur sounds funny because it means like the flower, but also means the floor. Like, it sounds like the floor, like she's so dirty. I got to look her up. She's hot. I got to look her up before I no longer want to have sex with her.
Okay.
Because I know it's going there, right?
Lafleur. Yeah, you will not. You will not.
Yeah.
You will absolutely not. Buy your Neckos now. Do you like Necco wafers?
What?
Do you like Necco wafers?
I don't know what those are.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they're delicious.
Okay.
The company might be sold off.
What's this got to do with Adriana Lafleur?
I'm just talking about shit while you're looking her up.
I can't find her. I found a lot of very nice things. How did you spell her name?
Okay. It is spelled A-D-R-I-A-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. A-D-R.
Yeah, make sure to keep spelling. It's fun. It's fun for our listeners.
L-E-F-L-E-U-R.
Is there a space between the le and
no.
the f? I did it, and I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Nothing. Hi, I was wondering if there's any way to blah, 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 blah. Google? No. Cute animal, Russian queen, 32.
All right, Google Adriana Lafleur and...
Well, tell the story, and then I'll Google the rest.
She made a bikini out of frogs.
What the fuck? Why? Real ones?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, she made a bikini out of frogs.
Live ones?
No. Okay. Dead ones that she caught and she ate. Now, the good part of this is that her father taught her to use every part possible of an animal when it's killed.
Oh, she is not hot.
You don't think so? Let me see again.
No, she's just not hot.
She's hot.
No.
She's hot.
No.
What's not hot about her?
She's not what I was picturing.
That's why she's not hot. She's not what you were picturing.
The fuck? She did not eat these frogs. They look robust. That is not an eaten frog. This bitch is a frog murderer. Fuck her and fuck her fucking bikini. I thought it was going to be disgusting, not angering. Bitch, you ain't even cute. Fuck you, Adriana Lafleur, and your fake red hair. Suck my dick. Frog-killing bitch.
Damn.
And I will mention that a lot of frogs are needed to cover her vagina and not so many frogs on her tits. Putting that out there. Got a lot of frogs on your vag, lady. How big is it? You fucking cavernous bitch. Murderer! Murderer! Those frogs were not eaten. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, let's listen to the other song that I sent you. Because it's my favorite Pianosaurus song.
Look at this shit!
And then, she's hot.
No, she's not.
Try to picture her without the dead frogs on her body.
Can't, because fuck her. All right, you want to know what I thought Adriana Lafleur looked like? Her. Mm-mm.
That looks like an Adriana Lafleur.
Yeah, it does. Her name is Adriana Albena, and I don't know what any of those other words are in the thing, but all right. Fuck Adriana Lafleur.
So this song is a funny thing happened on the way to the
There's
toy store.
A thorn on the sidewalk. Girl on the corner selling blankets and magazines. There's a movie crew
something to do and people making scenes. There's an ice cream truck that's out of luck and a police car making a stand. Tried to apprehend the fool that tried to send a love letter near a alphabet land. And a funny thing happened on the way to the toy store today. And I'll never, ever, 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 ever take the sidewalk for granted again. And a funny thing happened on the way to the toy store today. And I'll never, ever, 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 ever stay inside on a rainy day. The Saints are out in force today down on the avenue. And the clock strikes four as you go for more of whatever happened to you. The places are just opening up and some aren't even open yet. And as you wander down to the lonely town, you wonder what you're gonna get. And the funny thing happened on the way to the toy store today.
Pianosaurus, a funny thing happened on the way to the toy store. So to connect the dots about how I think my brother had something
everything
to do with this, it's that Alex, you know, he knew that he worked hard, really hard, to be a musician, and he created beautiful music. And my brother just, you know, he never studied music at all, and they were best friends. So that can get to a person if your best friend is doing better than you in the thing that you worked so hard to be good at. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that him watching your brother get good, like get famous doing nothing, is what set him off?
I'm not saying John did nothing. He's a good lyricist, and you know, he can sing.
I don't know, because like if your friends are successful, then you're closer to it than it being a distant idea.
Well, that's the way I feel, but, you know, not everyone's the same way.
Yeah, I learned that today because I was like, oh, you know, we can ask this person to do our show. And Greg was like, oh, that person's too nervous. And I'm like, yeah, but they're doing us a favor so that the pressure will be off. And he's like, only with some people. With other people, there's more pressure that way. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Because for me, the pressure would be like, okay, I'm last minute. You want me to do your show. I don't know the format. pressure's off. I'm doing you a favor.
So it's been 10 minutes since you texted the guy.
Yeah.
This is two-way street. So now it's time to text him the Say Something song.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. Yeah. I really should.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah, because like, I mean, it's been 10 minutes. That's putting crazy
on top of crazy.
I also want to point out that he could have texted back, but because we're in this fucking studio, I don't get any service.
So, oh, wow. That, yeah, yeah. So he might have texted back.
Yeah, I know he didn't, but that's irrelevant. So, wait, what? Song by Justin Timberlake. That is not...
That is not the Say Something song.
No.
Did I mention on the show that someone sent me the Say Something song?
When?
Who had already broken up with me.
What?
Yes.
What? I don't understand.
I know. You're not allowed to do that.
Wait.
You can't do that.
Hold up.
That's not allowed.
So you broke up between 2013 and now? So I'm narrowing it down to who it was.
Say something.
But it doesn't make sense. Up on you. Would do that.
I'll be the one if you want me to.
Just for those at home, he just told me who it was. And you don't get to know.
You don't get to know.
I get to know.
Anywhere.
It was a number of years ago.
So wait, you broke up years ago and then years later she sent you this?
No. She sent me the Say Something song.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Oh, God. I promise if he doesn't text before the end of this episode, which, honestly, I think 10 minutes is more than enough time to give him.
I don't think anyone on the radio has ever played the Say Something song while, like,
laughing. What are you talking about? It was so good. Oh my God, I'm crying laughing. I'm crapping. Look, this is the video with fucking Christina and her face is so goddamn serious. Look at that slow motion on a bed.
Just starting to crawl.
No, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
But you can't...
Look at
you
that. Oh,
you can't send it to someone
say
after you broke...
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you.
You dumped me!
What is this? Is an old person dying? That's so sad. Blow to you.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Yes!
And I will swallow my pride.
I don't really know the words.
You're the one that I love. And I'm saying goodbye.
You already said it!
You broke up! It's over!
Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you.
Apology accepted.
Okay, bye.
And anywhere I would have followed you.
Break up with you if you don't respond.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
I'm doing bumps of coke.
Say something,
I'm giving up on you. We just did the Frank thing.
No, we didn't.
Wow. Do you know that I actually know the people of this band? Because before it was popular, I was talking to this guy who's really cool, actually. Albie. I don't know. Oscar, I think, is his name. Albie.
Edward Albie.
Do you know him? No, that's someone else. So fuck you. Anyway, so he's like in this band. He was like, oh, yeah.
Playwright.
Yeah, no, I know. He was like, yeah, you know, Christina Aguilera really likes our song. So I'm going to California to like shoot a video with her. I was like, oh, that's really cool. I met his girlfriend and she was like, I'm obsessed with weddings. And they like got married really fast after that. That was a lot of TMI.
Just in case we don't get to the top 10 list.
Really?
You know, I'm making changes.
Yeah. Changes.
We didn't do the ass party game. I'm not doing the secret word. Didn't do the cold
Fuck
open.
Fuck you. I want those prizes.
I think this is better. I know you want the prizes.
Like the moment I have a need for this shit you bring, you're like, I'm not going to do that anymore.
So in case we don't get to that, I'm going to do the shit that I usually do after. Mm-hmm. If you like what you're hearing on Art Star Scene Radio, if you want to support the station, go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show, if you think we're worthy of your money, and we are, go to, and it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
Go to rfb.nyc/s. rfb.nyc/s. Also, folks, download the free Radio Free Brooklyn app.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. On iPhone and Android?
Yes.
On iPhone, it's rfb.org. And on Android, it's rfb.com. But don't worry, you can download the RFB app in the App Store. Go to your App Store and get the app. All you have to do is press play on the app.
So I've been looking for a new therapist.
Speaking of this voice.
This is already a good story. And
say something.
Because you remember like my experience with the other one when you were like, this woman is fucked.
I don't remember. Well, but I stand by it.
She would do this kind of thing like, if you ask her a question, she'd be like, well, what do you think?
I think you should have a fucking opinion.
I think you should answer the question because I asked it.
And what do you think if I don't?
And also she, you know, she's working out of her apartment. I'm like, you know, get an office.
Get a fucking toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't have a separate toilet like you said she's supposed to have.
Bothers me.
A lot of things going on there.
Mm. Grandfathered in.
So I'm looking for another therapist. I call this woman. She's right down the street on 10 Downing Street.
Oh, weird, because you hate things that are close to home. You like going great distances for things. How uncomfortable.
But I couldn't find anything about her on the interwebs. You know, nothing. Nothing at all.
You're about to be made into a meat pie. Don't get a haircut. Wait.
So I call. She answers within 3 rings. Sounds like, sorry, like 90. That
I could have guessed that one. Hello? She was not on the internet.
And I said, hello, my name is Francis Hall.
What?
I was referred to
that John S. Hall.
I was referred to you through my insurance company, Oscar, and I'm seeking to get some.
What? Yeah.
And
if
now
you want
that
a therapist that can't
I'm
hear
dealing,
you, I've got one I recommend.
Now that I realize I'm dealing with someone who's 90. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, we have a bad connection. I'm going to just call you back another time. Hang up the phone. I call the next one. And this is more of a professional operation because I'm on hold for a while. And I have to press this button to get to this, to get
to
that.
If you're feeling suicidal, please press 7. You will be directed to 911 immediately.
Exactly. While I was on the phone with this second therapist I was looking for, this woman called me back twice.
Yes.
She has called me every single day since, including today.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
She's so lonely.
I swallowed my pride. You're the one that I want. So something.
I'm so glad I didn't like meet her at her office. So because she lives, she's a neighbor. And if I met her once and had the one session, you know, she'd be like, why did you leave me? Why aren't you coming back?
Oh my God.
I'm so lonely.
Why don't you go to her, you fucking monster? She cares. What's her number?
Do you want to know her number?
You could say it on air. That seems wrong.
Why?
I'm not. I don't co-sign this. Turn your mic up. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, she's got her number listed as a therapist. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I got to make sure it's...
Hello. Did you want therapy or not?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay.
You know what your problem is? You don't follow through on phone calls.
I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you.
Okay, this is mean.
Yeah, don't
she's
do
just
it.
A lonely. I'm not going to do it. She's a lonely old person. But I will continue to report on, you know,
the follow up.
If she continues to call, she wants. I was like, oh, there's a voicemail, and it was just dead air. Like she just forgot.
Oh my goodness!
So it went to voicemail.
I bet she put her cell phone down. I was like, that'll hang it up. We're terrible people. This is not funny.
Oh my god!
Do you want to sing karaoke?
Let's do the. Let's talk about Constable Dick Holder.
What the fuck?
I think I saw this on your page.
That doesn't mean I know what it is.
There's a cop, and his name is Richard Holder.
Yeah.
AKA Dick Holder.
Uh huh. The porn thing.
He got busted for prostitution.
Yes, Cop Holder.
Constable Dick Holder.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Ah, that is classic.
Oh, I meant to send you this article. Maybe you can find it through Google.
Oh, fuck. Greenwich, maybe our fucking listeners can find
Greenwich
it through Google.
Village serial farter.
No.
Yes. It's important ass news.
I can't believe you didn't send this to me.
I forgot.
I'm just going to write Greenwich serial killer. No, farter. Farter. Who is the village serial farter? Answer is blowing in the wind. This is from April 1st, so this could be April Fool's.
Yeah, but it's the villager, and they don't play like that. I know, I've worked for them.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Who is the village farter? You want me to read it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Who is the village serial farter? Answer is blowing in the wind. April 1st, 2018, by The Villager. By Gabe Herman. You sure this isn't fake?
It's The Villager.
I don't know. Locals have dubbed him the serial farter. Is it you? I think it is. But while many pedestrians have been startled while passing him by, his sounds of passing gas, little else is known about this mysterious flatulating figure. In recent months, a man has been walking through Greenwich Village playing fart noises from a machine. We had a fart machine, face boy. Where did it go? Playing fart noises from machines as he passes people, according to witness accounts. The general consensus is that he does not say or do anything otherwise to stand out. He just kept walking with no acknowledgement that anything had happened, said local resident Amy Reeder, who has encountered him 3 times since December near Washington Square Park. No looking back, no slowing down or speeding up, no shrinking in embarrassment, and the lack of reaction felt eerie given the circumstances. Despite the eeriness, Reeder is a fan. I think the whole thing is awesome, she said. The guy is a hero. I goof off in this city. Nothing's more fun than making strangers your audience, and they love it too. Reeder has not seen the serial farter's face, boy, but said he is white, tall, college-aged, I think that's nice of them to say, and very plain and straight-laced, the polo shirt-wearing type. So you're wearing a polo shirt and a wig that day? Reeder's most recent experience came on Monday, March 23rd, which is when she also decided to write a post about it on Nextdoor, a neighborhood messaging app. Within hours, many other locals had shared their own encounters with the serial farter. Others rejoiced that Reeder's original post was the best online post they had ever read. Tiffany Gifford was among those who quickly added to the next door conversation. She and her husband felt prey to the village fart ripper. Oh man, they must have loved themselves in the writing room that day.
I know they did.
About 6 months ago, near Sheridan Square, Gifford said the man seemed to break wind loudly as he walked toward them. I looked at my husband immediately, and we both started laughing, she recalled. Then my husband said, "That couldn't have been real. It had to have been a fart machine." Gifford agreed with her husband that the sound must have been mechanical. "It sounded too perfect," she said. "Who knew there could be a perfect sounding fart?" Colleen White and her husband encountered the serial farter twice near Washington Square Park. To be honest, my first thought was that you? To my husband, who farts quite often and thinks it's hysterical every time, she said. But when I looked at his face, I realized it was the guy who rushed right past us. Of course we laughed. And it was a great little moment of, did that just happen? City Council Speaker Corey Johnson's chief of staff, Eric Botcher, found the online discussion about the serial farter and liked the story so much that he passed gas it along to the villager. When I caught wind of this, I immediately thought of the villager. How does the villager feel about that? Said Botcher, who couldn't help himself when it came to all of the pun possibilities. While other papers may have turned the other cheek, the villager knows hot news when it smells it. They should have said smells it instead of sees it.
Mm-hmm.
The general consensus among the serial farter's victims is that the whole thing is an innocent stunt. It definitely was not menacing, said Marvin Camillo, who encountered the man 6 months ago at Downing Street and 6th Avenue, suspiciously close to your therapist's office. Camillo said he knows others who have had run-ins with the cheese-cutting culprit and believe that he is conducting a social experiment of some kind. So much credibility they've given this guy. It's because he wears those polos. Camillo said the man should be allowed to go about his business. Harmless, in my opinion, he said. We got way too many things to focus on than a guy walking around with a machine. Nobody's seen the machine, but the farts are so perfect. All right. Reader agrees that the serial farter is conducting his own study of sorts. Clearly, he's in it for the social experiment, Reader reflected. I would guess he wants to become a New York personality, and I'm okay with aiding that. Gifford sees it only as a positive for the neighborhood. I think it's fun to think that maybe an NYU student or artist is playing a lighthearted prank, she said, and even doing some fun kind of human behavior study in the village. We live in New York. It only adds to the fun. I hope to encounter him again. He needs to get a stink machine.
He does.
Because if it doesn't smell...
That was fun.
It's not me. Yeah, I know. I read the description.
Yeah, the polo shirt. Could you please Google Paul Williams, The Hell of It?
Oh my God.
And since this guy hasn't texted you back with after Love is a two-way street and
say something, I'm giving up on you.
This is what you need to send him.
Phantom of the Paradise?
Yes. Oh my song God. Is the hell of it.
You know that Elon Danziger of Lost and Rewound just did Phantom of the Paradise live?
I missed it and that sucks, but let's hear this.
My friends wanted to go to it as well.
Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Well, some grow wiser, you just grew older. You never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye,
goodbye.
We've all come to say goodbye,
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 goodbye.
Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'll wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. And we only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye,
goodbye.
We've all come to say goodbye,
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 goodbye.
Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone.
Good for nothing and bad in bed.
Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you, you're better off dead. Goodbye.
I like how you're like, this song is so mean. I'm like, what are you talking about? And yeah, then you quote
good
that.
Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you, you're better off dead. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like an exact text message to my ex. Like, I didn't realize that it was so melodic. So I don't see that as mean. I think that maybe this guy was fed up. You don't know his side of the story. That's all I'm saying.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you anywhere.
I want to applaud whoever is behind doublelist.com.
What is this?
This is, they're trying to be as close to the Craigslist personals as possible. You don't have to register. You don't have to, and it's free.
It was over my head. I know nothing at all.
If you're lonely, you miss Craigslist,
and I
go to doublelist.com.
We'll stumble.
I double listed.
They've got a men for men. They've got a women for men.
Still.
No fee, no charge. The people that put it together are taking a risk. They're risking.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you.
They have a couples for men, couples for women. Trans for men, men
anywhere
for trans.
I would have followed you.
Double List is a place where you can find that person you're looking for.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Maybe someone sent you the Say Something song.
Because you didn't respond after 10 minutes. Maybe it was 20.
You're lonely.
Pride.
You don't even have to fill out a profile.
You don't. You don't.
Saying goodbye.
So much like Craigslist.
It's just like Craigslist.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Not too many people know about it yet, so it's not exactly like Craigslist because you don't have as much
to that I couldn't get to you.
Maybe there are fewer weirdos. Maybe there are more weirdos.
Just spread the word. Doublelist.com. They're taking the chance. They're taking it.
I would have followed you.
For you.
Like I would have followed you from Craigslist to Doublelist. I told you that my ex that I met on Craigslist contacted me, right? Oh, shit.
Do you like the new format?
Oh, you said that. There is no format. What was the format?
Shut up.
Show up.
Thank you, Facebook.
That's been the format. Show up. Thank you, Face Boy.
I'm doing things differently, you know.
I know, for you. For you, it's a huge deal.
I'm doing things different.
Uh-huh. Come see me tomorrow and all of my beautiful bingo fam at Satanic Bingo at Bazaar, Bushwick Bazaar, tomorrow, starting at 7, the doors open.
Coming up next, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Tune in every Saturday at 7 for Art Star Seed Radio. Thank you all so much.